In the studio with me, I have Bruce Winkle. You are a world-standing block champion. What does that mean?
Yes, Pete, it's good to be here. It means that I won 21 world titles, mainly in standing block, and that's the event that represents where they used to line up to the tree, fall the tree. So the tree was felled with the axe, the underhand that was cut off at the head, and the log was dragged out. So world championships are held right across Australia, but the Wimbledon of the woodchop world is Sydney show, and I actually won that, the 375 millimetre, four times at Sydney Royal.
Yes, I've seen a lot of wood chopping at various shows, and just back and marvel at that because everybody looks pretty fit. They're swinging an axe pretty wildly and not chopping off their legs in the process. So there's obviously a lot of skill in that, Bruce.
Yes, those axes weigh 3 kilos, mainly around that 3 kilo area. They will shave, and they'll shave before you cut a block,
yes,
hardwood log,
yep,
and they'll actually shave after you've finished the log, so yes.
How long have you been doing this?
I started at 13 at Kilcoy Show, won my first boys chop, and I finished, actually retired in 2023 after 40, won my world title, my first world title at Perth Royal in 1983, so from 13 right through to 60.
So you're a young lad, and at the time someone came to you and said, what about wood chopping? How did it come about?
It's a funny sport. You actually get into it. It's a family sport. It's passed down,
yes,
from generation to generation. So my father was Australian tree felling champion.
Right.
And every boy just takes up the axe and follows what his father does and then learns from there, and away you go.
But it's an unusual sport. Most young people are thinking about taking up soccer or rugby league or maybe tennis. But yeah, wood chopping doesn't really get thought about very often.
No, it doesn't, because it's a traditional sport that mainly helped shape the country.
Yes.
So people got into it in the timber industry, and it evolved from there into a sport in the early 1800s in Tasmania. The two men had a bet to see who could fall the tree the fastest,
yep,
at Ulverston in Tasmania, and then away it went from there, and they got rules, and it was right across Australia.
Do you have a lot of people actually taking the sport up these days?
There is a lot of younger axemen coming along in their father's footsteps.
Yep.
A lot of families that have got two and three boys now are taking it up.
Okay.
But it's not out of the ordinary to see a young fella will come in out of the, just off the side, and say, I want to have a go. And
okay,
we've got quite a few world champions have started, yeah, up just outside, no family help.
Are they coming from rural backgrounds? Are they also coming from the cities?
It's a bit of everywhere now.
Yeah.
Once it was rural, but
yeah,
now we've got people that coming from the cities that are having a go. They see it at the show at Brisbane or,
yep,
Sydney or wherever, and they think they'd like to have a go. So some of them are fit, and away they go. Yeah, they it's from everywhere,
okay,
all walks of life. Everybody will have a go. And now we've got the women's events as well, so it's a lot of women are taking the sport,
oh, okay,
up as well.
That's good. That's good. The Woodford show's coming up soon, and I believe you are involved in that.
Yes, Pete, I'll be the announcer on the day, and I've chopped at Woodford most of my life, but we're very excited because we're holding the Australian 375mm standing block champion, and we've got 12 entries for that event, $6,000 prize pool, $2,500 to win it, and we have a number of axemen that are best in the world, not only in Australia, they are the best axemen in the world.
So where can they go from Australia? Is there an international wood chopping event?
Most countries now right across Europe have the steel timber sports series.
Yes.
So a lot of three or four of the competitors on the day have actually been in the Australian team that have won the steel all-round timber sports world,
yep,
championship. So I think we've got four off top of my head that are coming to Woodford. That's a big event, and they'll be filtered down. And I've got to stress too that these axemen that are coming to Woodford, they're not Queensland. They have one Queensland Australian. They are the best axemen in the world, because when I was a boy, Sydney show was, it is the Wimbledon woodchop,
yep,
of the world woodchopping series. And if you win Sydney show, especially they've got a 375mm world title in Sydney. That yep. is the event to win. And these fellas that are coming to Woodford in the last 10 years have won that event on 6 occasions.
I'll tell you what, the Woodford Show Society must be really pleased about that, because that's going to attract a lot of people to the show. That's on this weekend, isn't it?
That's this weekend, yes. On the 19th and 20th of June. All yes, right. President Robert Cochrane
yes.
is very excited that they have secured this event. It goes through a lot of hoops just to acquire the event, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. And then to have, I think we've got about, there's 40 axemen on the day entered.
Yeah.
And 12 of those are world class.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we all should get out to the show this weekend.
I'd love to see, I'm throwing the invitation yes. out to everybody. We would love to see you there at the Woodford Show. It's a wonderful community. And can I just mention, Pete, that there's $13,000 worth of prize money up for grabs on the day. $6,000 worth is in that Australian title. And you've got Blair Tripconi, BTP Plumbing, and Travis Cochran, Technician Coaching and Podcasting. These two local fellas have sponsored that event with $6,000 of their own money they've put forward to have this title cut at Woodford Show.
They're obviously very passionate about the event, and that's good to see that that's getting local support as well.
I am very passionate about this event because I've won it on 2 occasions.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm so passionate, we've got the best axemen in the world coming. There's the Dingle family. There's Mitch Argent as the current world standing block record holder from yep. Sydney Royal. You've got Jake Dingle, Braden Meyer, 5 times world underhand champion at Sydney. The list of the Hewitt family. You've got the list of axemen here that you just don't see anywhere else at a small one-day show. It's right. truly amazing.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right.
I'm going to ask, now what's perhaps the most unusual thing you've seen happening at one of these wood chopping events? Unusual story perhaps?
At one stage when I was wood chopping, there was over 1,000 registered axemen in Australia.
Yes.
So I've seen everything from funny things. I've seen prime ministers come into the ring at Sydney.
Oh, which prime minister was doing this?
Bob Hawke back in okay. the day. There have been several.
That wouldn't surprise me at back the time in the day. With Bob Hawke. He tried everything, didn't he?
Yeah, he made his presence felt there. The Queen's appeared at Sydney show.
Did the Queen do some of the wood chopping as well?
She came to watch, yes. Oh. They invite them to watch a world title.
But did they have a go?
No, never had a go, no.
Maybe
no.
they should have.
I did chop once in England in front of Princess Alexandra, the Queen's cousin at
yes.
the Royal Highland Show in yeah. Scotland. So those dignitaries love to come and watch the wood. Yes. They all love to
I
watch
I think
it.
Everybody loves to come and watch wood chopping.
I think I really so. Do. I don't think there's a person that doesn't like wood chopping. Yep. You know, and I tell the story about I read this as a true story. If I've got a little bit of time, I'll yes. be as quick as I can. But a young fellow came to Brisbane show many years ago, and this was in the paper, and the reporter was going through the crowd, and he said to the young fellow, do you like the wood chopping, young fellow? He said, oh, I love the wood chopping. And he said, oh, really? He said, you come every year? He said, I come with Dad every yeah. year. And he said, what's the most favourite thing that you think that you come to see at the wood chopping? He said, I come every year just to wait to see if someone chops all their toes off. now, that's a true story.
And does that actually happen?
I've only ever seen it once at Perth show yeah. in the early 80s in the hard Jarrah timber, yeah. a New Zealand axeman that was used to pine,
yeah.
scoop his axe and cut all 5 toes off, but they sewed them all back on because the axes are so sharp and he was good, as good as gold.
Oh, yes. And look, it looks really dangerous, so I think you've got to know what you're doing with that axe because I don't know what that event's called where they stand on the log. So you've got one foot on the left, one on the right, and in the middle you're actually chopping the log. And
yeah,
then
that's the underhand event.
That's the underhand, yes. Yeah. So that one yes. looks pretty dangerous to me if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, for the amount of wood chops that's held a year in Australia, there's very few accidents. Yeah. You know, okay, you might get a fella nick himself or...
Yeah. Not that we want axe, by
no,
the way.
No, we don't.
We don't want anybody
don't
to
be like
hurt
that
themselves.
Young fella in Brisbane in
no,
the crowd. No.
No. Now, a question, are you going to be chopping yourself in this coming Woodford show?
No, Pete, I've actually retired
So no return?
No, I don't think I'll ever. I was 62 a few weeks ago. I don't think I'll ever return, but you can see axemen that do chop up into their 80s. But I just – wood chopping's a funny thing. It's like a drug.
Yes.
Once it gets in your system, you can't get it out of the system. Yeah. So when I decided to retire, that was it. I'd actually – I went to Perth, won my first world title at 19 in Perth, and year of the – they just won the America's Cup.
Yep.
And then I went back at 59 – made the same events and cut fourth in both the events that I had won 40 years. And I thought that was it. I can't lay awake at night wondering if I'm going to win or...
Okay. So, Bruce, is there anything final you want to say to the listeners before we finish up the interview today?
There's so much to see at Woodford Show. They tell me they've got a fella there that's going to – he can eat 15 pies in 10 minutes.
What I was going to say, I was going out for the Dagwood Dogs.
Yeah, Jimmy.
But now I'm going out for the wood chopping as well.
Jimmy Judge. But I think for the value for money to come through the gate that you can sit and watch all day the wood chop. And we've also got – there's a number of other events. There's a tree championship where they go up the springboards. There's boys events, novices, handicaps. So you can sit all day at the wood chop. It starts at 9 o'clock and runs right through to dark. And then during each time you can wander off and have a look around the show. It's a wonderful little show, Woodford. There's so many things happening there.
All right. Well, thank you, Bruce, for coming in today. You are the first axeman we've had on our radio station. Do you know that?
That's wonderful. I'm so pleased that that I came today to talk to you, Pete. It's wonderful. And I hope to see everybody at Woodford Show. Come along and enjoy the day. It'll be a brilliant day.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks so much, Pete.